Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Joza Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Joza Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Joza Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. I hope everyone's having a great night. We have a very exciting show for all of you because we have two incredible guests, Lane Hardy and Janelle Arthur. So I have been really looking forward to bringing you these interviews. I had wonderful chats with both of them about their new latest and greatest singles. And now I'm so thrilled to be able to bring those to you today. So first up, let's check with Lane Hardy. Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest, Lane Hardy. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. We are loving the new single, Memorize You. Can you tell us all about the inspiration behind this new single? It's so good.
Well, this song got pitched to me right before we started recording songs for the album. And this song is just really cool. And I think the melody of it was really what stood out to me the most. When I first heard it, I was like, wow, that song is just really cool in the beginning of it.
Yeah.
It's just so catchy. So that's what really hooked me in and grabbed me. Some amazing songwriter in Nashville wrote this, and I was so excited to cut it, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And what was it like working with the incredible producer Michael Knox on this project?
It was great. Like, I love working with Mr. Knox, and he just knows how to put unorganized ideas into a straight line.
Right, right. He's so creative. I'm sure it was a lot of fun in the studio.
Yes, he's very creative.
Yes, absolutely. And the music video for Memorize You is available now on YouTube, so check it out, everyone. What was it like filming this music video? And the scenery was just gorgeous.
Well, the music video was so cool. We got to shoot that video in Florida at Panama City Beach. All the just scenes were so cool to be able to do. I loved it.
Absolutely. It's such a great music video. Check it out, everyone. It's available right now. Please, please check it out. And are you working on any new music that we should keep our eyes and ears peeled for? You mentioned an album.
Yeah, I plan on releasing an album towards a little bit past the middle of the year. I'm just really excited about all this to come.
Yes, I am so excited. When you mentioned album, my ears perked up. I had to ask about it because I'm really excited for the new music.
Well, thank you. I am too.
Yes, yes. And it was, you know, I have to mention this because it was obviously difficult for a lot of artists out there in 2020 who love going out there and performing due to the pandemic. However, you had a virtual tour, the Ground I Grew Up On virtual tour, and you made 20 online stops and garnered more than 2 million views. So you found a way to stay busy during the pandemic and still do what you love to do. Was that a little challenging for you? Did you miss that stage, that fan interaction?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It was still challenging to me, and it was a little tough at first, but once I started going, it was really fun, and I got to be able to interact with my fans the way it was before, you know, but not physically.
Right.
I was still there, you know, but I was commenting and responding to all my fans' questions, and it was just really cool.
That is so cool. And are you looking forward to getting back out on the road this spring and summer?
I am. I'm very excited. I got a 2-day show at the same place coming up in the next day or two at Ramshead.
Oh, I'm so excited. And everyone can check out all of your dates that are in the calendar now at lanehardymusic.com. That's your website. So please make sure you go there, everybody. Find where he'll be next.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And I have to mention, because you've recently returned back to the stage that really kind of started it all, American Idol, and it was incredible. You got to sing with a contestant. What is that experience like, returning back to American Idol? Is it a great experience, positive one for you?
It was a great experience. Like, being back on that stage where it all started for me, it just brought back so many memories, and it was just surreal.
Right, right. I'm sure you know the same feeling that the contestants are currently having. You know that, like.
Yeah, I know exactly how they feel and what they're going through.
Exactly.
And subtract the COVID stuff,
right,
but
right. They're having to deal with a whole separate thing that you didn't really have to at that point. But yes. But I'm sure they were able to really talk to you and be like, oh goodness, I definitely feel I'm sure the same feeling that you've had. I mean, just the nerves maybe a little bit and the excitement as well. What is the best advice that you received on American Idol or from any artist that you've worked with? What's the best advice?
The best advice that stuck with me throughout all this is just not to give up. Stuff's going to get hard. You just got to keep going.
And you were named a 2020 Taste of Country Riser and Artist to Watch in 2021 by Country Now, Everything Nash, Country Sway, Music Mayhem Magazine. So that must be an incredible feeling. I bet it never gets old. When you see your name on that list, I'm sure you're still like, what?
Yeah, it still doesn't seem true to me because it feels like a dream.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But congratulations are in order. It's so exciting seeing your journey because I was a huge fan of yours on American Idol. I followed your journey there, and then now seeing everything that you are doing, it's very neat as a fan, you know, watching
you
grow. So that's really cool.
I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And so I have a couple fun questions here before we go. Are you ready? I love my fun questions.
Yep.
All right. So the first one is there an artist out there today that you would love to perform with? Any genre?
I'd love to perform with Aerosmith or something.
Yeah.
I did perform with John Party on American Idol, which was really cool. But
yeah,
I mean, Aerosmith, any old, like, I know I have a show in June. I'm opening for the Marshall Tucker Band, so I'm like really excited about that.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. I love the Marshall Tucker Band.
Me too.
Fun.
Me too.
Oh, for sure. The next fun question that I have for you, it's a crazy one. But if you could be any animal in the wild, which animal would you be? Like, what personality best suits you, do you feel?
First animal that came to mind was a lion.
Yeah, there you go.
I love lions and stuff.
For sure. That was our serious question of the day, apparently. But I want to thank you so much, Lane, for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, too.
Oh, please check out lanehardymusic.com. And also, you're available everywhere music is sold and streamed digitally, right? You're on Spotify. You're everywhere.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Check it out and check out Memorize You. Thanks, Lane.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. It was a thrill to catch up with him real quick while he was in the middle of everything. He had a lot of interviews that day. He was busy all over the place. So it was a thrill to be able to have a little bit of time with him. So thank you so much, Lane Hardy, for joining me. And now let's play the new single, Memorize You. We'll be right back with more here at the Josie Show Special Edition. Hit it.
I know we just met, but you've been in my head like a song since last night. Got your name at the bar, where you're from, who you are, but what's on my mind is everything I don't know and everything I want to. Just give me some time with your smile, baby, I wanna memorize you. I wanna know your heart by heart and your kiss by kiss. Wanna know what it was like
you
excited because I got to catch up with Janelle Arthur. We had her on a while ago, and it was so exciting because she had a new duet with Dolly Parton, and so I got to catch up with her, and we get to find out a little bit about it. So here is my interview with Janelle Arthur. Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest. Welcome back to the show, I should say, Janelle Arthur. Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
how have you been?
Oh, anytime. How have you been?
I've been doing great. I am just getting a busier schedule right now with my new song that just came out. So I'm very thankful for that and excited to talk to you today. It's been a long time.
It has been a while, and I'm really excited about this new single. It's so good. I loved it. The first time I heard it, I cried like a little baby.
Aww.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So that is, of course, Hand Me Downs, and it's your new single featuring Dolly Parton. And for those who have not heard the new single yet, what was the inspiration behind this single? Tell us all about it.
Well, so a friend of mine set me and the girl that I wrote the song with, she's now my friend, but I didn't know her at the time. Her name's Emily Lynch. And we were set up by a friend to write together, and she brought in this idea, hand-me-downs, and I'm just so glad that she did. It just really, really resonated with me. I'm a big family person, and it was all about, you know, the angle that we decided to go with was, you know, talking about how character traits and physical traits and heirlooms, those types of things, you know, are all types of different types of hand-me-downs. And so it was just perfect, and I was just so grateful that she brought that idea to that co-writing session that day.
Yes. And how did Dolly come on board?
Well, it's interesting. I was listening to the work tape a few months later, and it just kind of hit me that the type of feeling that I got when I listened to that song reminded me of just the types of messages that someone like Dolly sings about, you know, pride in your heritage and your family and your roots. And so I just thought, you know what, I've got to get this song to Dolly. And I thought, how in the world am I going to do this? But then I remembered that I had a dear friend that I performed with in the show Paradise Road that I did when I was only 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
Where I portrayed a young Dolly Parton. I met him, Steve Summers, in that show many years ago, and now he works for Dolly Parton Enterprises. So I reached out to him, and he played her the song, and you know, Josie, Dolly could have said, "Wow, that's just so cute. That's such a good little song. You tell Janelle, good job, and I'm proud of her," you know,
right.
But instead, she said for me to let her know what I wanted her to do.
That's incredible.
And so just incredible that she is who she is, that she is that humble, that she is the businesswoman that she is, and that she believed in what I was doing enough to say, I want to be a part of that.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine. It's incredible how the ball was rolling, you know, how you meet somebody when you were just so young.
Yes.
And they can help. Yeah, that can really, you know, get her the song. And what was it like in the recording studio with Dolly? I'm sure it was a lot of fun.
Well, she and I, we never really recorded together. That was actually her hope. She said that to me. In a letter at one point, she was like, right. You know, I hope that we can get together in the studio and get some pictures and all this stuff. And
yeah.
It just never worked out with, I guess, both of our schedules. It just never just never happened, and that's okay, because I never expected that. I just was happy just for her to send whatever she wanted to send to, you know, be a part of this song. So it was just an incredible experience, and we wrapped it up, everything up in 2019, and it was supposed to come out last year, and of course the pandemic happened, and so we felt like there were more important things going on than just a new song that I could release, so we held off on that, and now we feel like it was the right time.
Oh, it really was. It was such a great time, and it's beautifully done. It really is beautifully written.
Thank
beautifully
you so
done.
Much.
You're
Thank
very
you.
Welcome. And I don't think I can imagine, you know, anyone else being on this song with you. I mean, and I love the voices together. You both sound incredible together.
Thank you. That's just the best compliment. I appreciate that.
Oh, so good. And I'd love to know a little bit of the backstory on how you came to know Dolly, because you mentioned it a little bit. You were very young, and you betrayed her. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, so when I was 7 years old, I had auditioned for this show kids choir, and I didn't make it, and I was really sad.
Right.
And my mom knew that I was sad, and so she was, I guess, more aware of, you know, different opportunities, and she saw an article in Country Weekly talking about how Dollywood, they were hiring for their new season, there was going to be this new show, and she called them to see if they needed a little girl, you know, if they still needed a kid in their show. And they said, yeah, we're still looking for a little girl to portray a young Dolly. And she said, can my daughter come and audition? Mm-hmm. So I ended up being cast in the show Paradise Road at Dollywood Theme Park. It was about Dolly's life story. So I got to sing different songs in that show that she wrote when she was 4 years old, and songs that she sang on the Kaz Walker show, and stuff like that. And so she and I met back then, and then we lost touch over the years. I was doing my own thing and performing in other places, and we reconnected whenever I was on American Idol. So that was kind of the beginning of, okay, she still knows who I am, she still believes in me, she still remembers me, and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so sweet. And there's actually a backstory series on YouTube if people wanted to find out a little bit more.
Yeah.
I was watching that. It's so good.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I wanted to do that, and I'll have another episode coming out soon with that as well. Just trying to give people, you know, interesting. I guess when you're on a show like American Idol, you know, they really dive into your backstory and your life. And but since then, that's been a long time. It's been like 8 years since I was on American Idol. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, that if they didn't watch me on American Idol, they may not know my backstory. So that's why I went ahead and started doing the backstory series on YouTube.
It's so much fun. And I'm excited that there's going to be a new one. I did not know that. That is so cool. I'm ready.
You're so sweet.
I can't wait. I can't wait to check it out. Right now there's part one and part two. So y'all need to go and check that out on YouTube. Get it. Check it out. Backstory series. Find it. And I loved you on American Idol. I remember watching, and, you know, when you went in, I mean, the hosts that were there was like Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj and Keith Urban and Randy Jackson. Like, I mean, I couldn't even imagine the nerves, like, that you must have been feeling inside.
Oh.
But you kicked butt.
It was the most nerve-wracking thing that you could imagine.
But you did your thing. And you had a really good compliment from Keith Urban, because you did a medley in your audition, and one of the songs was his. So that was cool.
Yes,
I love it. And I want to ask, are you working on any new music? Have you been writing, or what's been going on in your world lately?
Well, I've been mostly writing and trying to demo some of the stuff that I've been writing. And I have, you know, last year I released two songs, White Horse and Chasing Ghosts, and I was supposed to, in the middle of all that, was going to release Hand Me Downs with Dolly, but we held off on that one. And then last year I was thankfully able to get in the studio and do a few songs that I might end up releasing at some point. So we'll have to see what happens, because I'm just, I'm very grateful that I was at least able to record some last year. Otherwise, I wouldn't have any more music to release.
Right.
So,
it was so difficult.
I'm very thankful for that, and that I do have that option if I want to do that. And I'm just going to, work this song, Hand-Me-Downs, as much as I can, put as much effort and, you know, love into this project as I can, and hope that it just touches as many people as possible, because it's just, I feel so strongly, not only about the fact that Dolly's a part of it, but just the message behind the song. I feel like there are a lot of, there is a need for songs like this in the world right now. And so I hope that that will resonate with people and touch, like I said, as many people as possible.
Yes, we really need to get the message out there, because like you said, it's such a great message. And it's so beautifully done. And I hope everyone goes and checks it out. It's available everywhere music is sold and streamed digitally right now. So people can go and find it on all of their favorite platforms that's out there.
Yes, yes, please check it out.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, request it to all of your local stations.
Yes, absolutely. You can call your local radio, your local country radio stations, and please request it. That would mean more than you know, and that's a really big deal, especially to an independent artist like myself. So if you would just call your local local country radio station and request the song, that would be amazing.
Do it, everyone. And before we go, I do have some fun questions. But first, of course, I want to make sure that everyone knows where to find you. So can you please give out all of your social networking sites so people can connect?
Yes. So I'm on Facebook. My fan page is facebook.com/JanelleAI12. And you can look me up on there, and I'm on Instagram and on TikTok and Twitter. On Twitter, I'm Janelle O. Arthur. And, I would love to keep in touch with all of you.
Yes, do it. Connect with Janelle Arthur right now, everybody. And now some fun questions before we go. So the very first one, is there an artist out there that you would love to collab with that you haven't had the opportunity to yet?
It's really unfortunate, because a lot of the people that I would have loved to have collaborated have already passed away.
Right.
And believe it or not, I've been very influenced by other genres as well as country. But I'm a really huge Eva Cassidy fan. I would have loved to have collaborated with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she never really became extremely famous, but her version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow and Fields of Gold, those have both become very famous over time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I know this is controversial, but I love some Michael Jackson.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
It might sound like a strange combination, me and Michael Jackson, but I would have collaborated with him if I'd had the chance.
Right. I mean, that would have probably been a really interesting experience for sure. And he's incredible, too. He really is. He was such an incredible artist.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the next fun question I have for you, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments or funny moment live and in person while on stage?
Oh, yes. I've had many. So I'll have to, I guess, pick one.
Yeah.
One time I was walking up these stairs on stage, and it was one of those numbers where you have to be in the dark and then a spotlight comes up on you. And I couldn't really see. I guess I didn't see my next step and I missed it. I fell all the way down the stairs.
No.
And both of my shoes flew off. Oh. So I had to ask the lady in the front row to hand me my shoes.
And then I just
kept singing. I was about 16 years old at the time.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, my goodness, that was so humiliating. But now it's hilarious. So.
Right. I mean, it's all about the recovery. It's all about recovery. You kept singing. That was very
professional. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That is so cute. I can just imagine. Can you please hand me my shoe, please, miss?
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I mean, it was horrible. I was like, both of my shoes flew off. Where are my shoes?
Oh,
they're not
crazy.
On my feet. That was crazy, but it makes for a good story.
It does, right? It makes for a great story, exactly. Then the last fun question that I have for you, I love this one. Is there an animal anywhere in the wild that you would, like, personality-wise, best suit you? What animal would you be?
I don't really know, but People have called me Bunny over the years, and I love Bunny Rabbit. So
yeah.
I guess I would just have to say Bunny. I don't really know why, but I do love Bunny Rabbit.
That works. I love it, Bunny. They're cute. They're adorable, and they're always ready. They're always ready. They're always hopping. I love
yeah.
that. So cute. Thank you so much for joining me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much, Josie. I appreciate it, and hope y'all will check the song out.
Check it out. Hand Me Down by Janelle Arthur featuring Dolly Parton. Check it out, everybody. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye. She is the sweetest. Am I right or am I right? We love her here. So let's play Hand Me Downs, the wonderful duet between my guest Janelle Arthur and Dolly Parton. Let's play it right now and we'll be right back. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight to my wonderful interviews with Lane Hardy and Janelle Arthur. And thank you all so much for joining me and being my guest tonight. And remember, if you miss any show of ours, the Josie Show Special Edition or the Josie Show, you can always find all of our episodes at josieshow.com. That's our official website. We're also on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, WTRB 104.9 FM, 1570 AM. anywhere you can find shows, you know, streaming, you'll be able to find us. So please make sure you go and check out the Josie Show and the Josie Show Special Edition. You can check out all of our episodes on demand. I mean, it goes way back to goodness when I started 2009. So you can check all of those episodes from the very first episode onto all of my recent. So please make sure you check it out. Thank you all so much once again for tuning in. I hope to see y'all again next week. Mwah! Good night.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.